Good morning, Don. I'm here. How are you today?
Good morning. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. I was having so much fun in my own garden today. I didn't want to come to work. I just kind of went from one little thing to another, and I'm so happy that other people get this. And you're kind of the evangelist of gardening, aren't you?
I'm just out there on my hands and knees doing the best I can, hoping for the best on some days. But it's a great little scene, the garden. I just love it.
Yes, and you know how much fun it is, and I'm so glad we're doing this. So let's talk a little bit about this garden. I know this week, rather, in the garden. I know that it seems like the season is kind of going to be kind of compact this year. Kind of, we keep thinking spring's here, and it has slowly got here. And I'm thinking, is it here now?
Boy, you know, you gotta hope so. This has been a slow, warming spring. It's been cold. Mm-hmm. The soil temperatures have remained cold, and we are, as we all know, a very short season here. So it seems like it's going to be now or never, and we got to try to pack as much into a very short season as possible. So that is choosing varieties of garden plants that don't need a long season, that are short and compact and can produce you a good crop in a short season. So
okay.
That's a really good thing to think about.
Okay, so I was wondering about that. You mentioned soil temperature. Now, that was just one little question I had for you today. I know I'm curious what the nighttime temperatures, how that relates to the soil, because I'm thinking probably soil retains some daytime temperature, but we've got mid-40s in the air. Is that something that you track, soil temperature?
Well, it just seems to be remaining cool. And yesterday and the day before, the sun came out and it started to warm up, and mm-hmm. It's very exciting, and we think it's time. And it's, we're running out of time, so it's time to get things in and to do what we can to continue to heat that soil for the seedlings and to just utilize what we've got around us to make the best of this season. So
okay. We
just got to try. And again, we've talked in the past about maybe creating little mini greenhouse things around our crops, and however we can do that. We've talked about